Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
Legislation that aims to help bring affordable high-speed internet access to homes across the state passed the Senate. House Bill 363, introduced by Representative Bryce Edgman, passed the Senate Tuesday on a 16-2 vote. The bill would make Alaska eligible for federal funds available for broadband investment while establishing a fund to create parity in internet costs between rural and urban communities. Senator Natasha von Imhoff told the Senate floor,
"The availability of broadband, or lack thereof, directly affects the quality of life for Alaskans, because without it, how can a person fully participate in our modern society and in our global economy? A year ago last May, Governor Dunleavy issued Administrative Order No. 322 to establish the Task Force on Broadband to develop both policy objectives and steps necessary to prepare Alaska for a massive infusion of federal money through the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, known as IIJA. The Task Force provided recommendations regarding policies, goals, and guidelines for state involvement in broadband infrastructure development. This bill is a result of that effort and is written directly from the Task Force recommendations that came out last fall, as well as aligns with the IIJA federal language.
The legislation establishes the Office of Broadband, which prioritizes expanding high-quality, affordable broadband access to unserved and underserved communities, as well as anchor institutions. The legislation also creates the Broadband Parity Adjustment Fund, which is designed to temporarily bridge the cost between rural and urban broadband prices. Additionally, the bill would form the statewide broadband advisory board made up of industry experts who would help the Office of Broadband engage stakeholders. Following passage of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, over $2 billion was made available for states for broadband infrastructure investment, provided they have a broadband office. The legislation now comes back to the House for a concurrence vote. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. The Soldotna City Council enacted an ordinance that would repeal and replace the minor offense table and changes to related code sections. It also consolidates individual fine schedules that had previously been scattered throughout code into the single table in Soldotna Municipal Code 1.08. John Sarneski, the city's director of economic development and planning, tells the city council that the ordinance preserves and improves the ability to cure the more common code infractions with a citation rather than a civil suit.
We're trying to be more effective and efficient with code compliance through this ordinance. They provide us, this minor offense citations provide us an opportunity to resolve issues quickly, saving on staff time and resources, and potentially on the legal expenses that would be associated with any kind of civil action that may be undertaken. We've got some past experience in dealing with these. We've issued two minor offenses, at least as the planning department only, have issued two.
There have been some piecemeal changes adopted as older code sections were routinely updated, but this ordinance, he says, is comprehensive in nature and touches sections of code administered by many city departments to include Public Works, the Soldotna Police Department, Parks and Recreation, Utilities, and Economic Development and Planning. There have been instances, several of them, where staff spent a large amount of time issuing repeated warnings and notices of violations with little result. The ability to issue a citation for a minor infraction should encourage prompt compliance with municipal laws, according to Zarneski. Some examples of common offenses that were not listed in the minor offense table that are now included includes dust control violations, illegal off-road vehicle use, camping more than 30 days, failure to obtain a city permit, sign code violations, and prohibited farm animals. More details, RadioKenai.com.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.